was like one step up from like male prostitution.
I have UFO alien connections. Okay, we're gonna get a little deep. I'll make it quick.
I have a picture of Ted Nugent. Dirty 30, I gotta pee.
Smells like corn over here.
Welcome to the All Out Podcast with your host, Henry J. John Hoser. Music, movies, wrestling, science, fiction, science fiction, entertainment, all things that exist. We're talking about like you on the All Out Podcast.
Hey, All Out Podcast.
Season 2.
We promised you video. And I just made a... I understood something. Like, just now, when we started this video.
What's that?
On the video, we're waiting for the intro. But you can't hear the intro.
The intro on the video.
On the video.
Yeah. So we'll look real smart on the video.
We're just sitting here going... and pointing. And like... Like, we're not, it's not going to make any sense.
Yeah.
So, that's a reason why,
right?
Even if you're watching the video right now,
mm-hmm.
you need to turn back the dial and listen to the audio version from our Facebook page, because you just missed why we were so stupid, and I wish I would have thought of that ahead of time.
So, if I edit this part out... It would look even more stupid.
But
I was like, what?
No, no, you need to leave this part on, I think, because it shows how organized we are here at AOP.
Yes.
All Out Podcast, Season 2. John, how the hell are you, man?
Doing good. Just got the dumb hat thing going.
The dumb hat thing. Yeah?
Oh, I love dumb hats.
Yeah?
Yes. I look on the internet. Well, I go on the internet. I've been doing that. I've been looking for hats because I'm a hat freak, right? Like dumbass hats or whatever.
Dumbasshats.com? How do you find dumbass hats on the internet? Amazon.com/dumbasshats.
Dumbass hats.
This smells fishy to me. Not the hat. I'm sure the hat's
it
fine.
It might smell fishy. I don't know.
I feel like my head makes the weirdest smells in my hats.
Like what type of smell?
Corn chips. I'm not even joking, man. Sometimes, like, if it's been a while since my hat's been washed,
mm-hmm.
corn chips.
Hmm.
I don't know. That's just what happens.
It could be worse.
I guess, yeah.
I mean...
I can think of a lot worse smells than the corn chips smell.
Corn chips, right. Corn chips is kind of a happy smell.
I like corn chips a lot.
Yeah, well, you have, like, happy smells, and you have sad smells, you know?
I don't... How do you classify corn chip as an emotion?
Well, you're going to get me on a subject I was thinking about.
Oh, man, here we go.
Because sometimes my thoughts go a little wild.
No.
Like, you have, like what I call, like, food or smells that bring back... Okay, it's okay to laugh. That bring back memories.
No. I get that 100% because I smell gasoline fumes, and it's instantly my great-grandpa's garage.
Right, that's what
That's it.
Like, right. And so when you smell corn chips... Or when I smell corn chips, I will think of you.
In my head. In my stank. It's not like, if you smelled my head right now, it would smell like corn chips. That's not the case. It's like, if this hat hasn't been washed, like, all winter.
Right.
By summer, just sitting up there on the coat rack.
Then.
It's going to be corn chip.
Well, corn chips make sense in the summer, though. You know, you got your salsa thing and corn chip thing going.
Okay. Well, this has gotten wildly off topic. So, you've been looking up dumbasshats.com.
Right.
Because you're into hats.
I am.
You got
into
some
hats,
man. I got to tell you, I am jealous of your hat collection.
I can't even tell you what I found. Just do it. Just don't even think about it. Just do it. Look up hats and you'll say, I'm into this thing. I have a beef with,
that's a bold statement.
I have a beef with, like, hats in the Midwest. Everyone has a freaking baseball hat.
That's yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
And like if you're bald like me, you become a big hat fan. I mean, it's like, and you don't always want to wear a baseball hat. You want to have, you know, a fuzzy animal hat. This isn't a real animal, I don't think. Well, it feels like it.
It kind of looks like rabbit.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know.
But I mean, you want different types of hats and everything, you know, for your different moods.
Yeah. Yeah. I get you.
My hat for every mood, for every season. A for wool every hat, wool hat for winter, you know.
Yeah. You've got a couple of warm hats, right? That's not the only one.
No, I actually have a mushing hat that I wear when it's extremely cold.
And keep in the thermal radiation?
If I was wearing it here, I'd be hot.
Yeah?
Yeah. It is very expensive. And I have straw hats. I have wool hats. I have Santa Claus hat. I have... You know,
remember
what
when I wore my son's pants on my head? That was a cool hat.
That was a cool hat.
That was a cool hat. Mm. Yes.
So what have you been up to?
Man,
well, I mean, everybody's been busy, I know.
Busy, busy, busy.
Mm.
And even the time that we had, you know, away from work over the holidays, man, I didn't have a day. Okay, I had one day, I think, where I didn't get out of the like out of my pajamas, didn't get out of the furniture. I sat on my ass. I think one day of that, like, 2.5 weeks, man, I was doing stuff. Even if it was just some, like, normal everyday person task, I'm not used to doing that crap anymore because
right,
I work so
yeah,
often.
Right.
You
right,
don't do the
right,
normal things.
Right.
You know, when you're working, like, 72-hour weeks,
mm-hmm,
those normal things are just, that's another headache.
Yeah, they're know? Not normal.
Not normal anymore.
Right.
And, like, it's frightening getting out in the world again.
Yeah, I understand.
It's frightening.
Well, Heavy J, I sit on my ass.
Yeah, well, you know, different strokes for different folks, John.
Yeah, I admit it, I sit on my ass. Well,
I mean, we weren't completely lazy at the AOP,
mm-hmm,
over the season break. I mean, we had some stuff going on.
Mm-hmm.
We had several visits from Groovy Santa.
Groovy Santa. Mm-hmm.
Good time.
Mm-hmm.
I talked to him personally.
Hope
in an interesting video.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. We did an episode at Karaoke Cafe. You had a rant.
Oh, yeah.
I think you had a couple other videos, too. You had another Pole 7, at least one.
Oh, yeah, Pole 7. Tried a couple different shows, I had a lot of time on my hands right there.
Yeah.
Just kind of threw everything out there. I don't know what's going to happen season two. I just fly by the seat of my pants, and the seat of my pants gets a little wild.
And it's thin. Thin. Check it out.
Yeah, it's kind of thin.
Check it out. The rest of us do all the time. We're always looking at the seat of your pants.
Right, and it's thin.
What else? I went... and got contacts that I'm not wearing.
Have you heard of the Google contacts? They just
came out. I think I saw it was you that shared the link, or somebody.
Mm-hmm.
Might have been James Green. I saw that, and
that's freaky.
It's freaky, but hey,
you know, we're all gonna be walking around checking each other out without everybody knowing it. I love it. That's the kind of world.
You're such a creeper. I don't even care if people know. I'm just like,
right.
Like
I could
there
have.
There goes John Hosier.
Like say, yeah, say, well, people will look at me and they'll say, I wonder if he's got them on right now. And I'll say, oh, of course I do, right?
I look forward to the ways in which you will utilize technology over the next decade.
I think I am going to get the Google Glass when it comes out.
Yeah?
Yeah.
That's a big decision.
It is, actually.
You've reached this now, though?
I think they're going to be like $600-$700.
That's a lot of money.
That's a lot of money to creep on people.
You know, I break glasses a lot. These
really?
Are broken right now. I had an earpiece put on. I don't know if you can't really tell. It's bejeweled right here. It's bejeweled.
Bejeweled.
It's bejeweled.
Wasn't that
bedazzled.
A movie?
Bedazzled.
Yeah.
Bedazzled.
Bedazzled.
Bejeweled was the game. Yeah. probably that, too, though, I think. I think part of the game. That makes them cooler.
It does.
So I broke them, and I went to the Walmart Supercenter in Olney, Illinois, home of the great John Salza, if he's watching. And I walked in, and I'm like, you know, hey, can I get my eyes checked? Because I need to get some new glasses. These broke. It's, you know, past my prescription day or whatever.
Yeah.
And they're like, no. I'm like, you know, okay. I've done this several times, and usually you're the best at accommodating people on the go.
Right.
You're Walmart. You know, you don't set the bar real high for what we expect in service.
Really?
But you do have the timeliness.
Yeah.
Okay. No. No. Why? What's wrong? Do I stink? I just got off work. Do I stink?
Smell like corn chips.
No doctor.
No doctor.
And she's like, but I can probably see if I can, you know, fix your glasses for you. I'm like, okay. So she's leaves me blindly walking around in the little kiosk of glasses, the little corner room that they have.
Yeah.
And she's rummaging through, and I hear, like, you know, boxes rattling, and she comes out, and she's like, I've got this. I'm like, okay, I can't really see it, you know? So I take it, and I'm like, so it's got these, like, diamond things on it, huh? And she's like, yeah. She's like, I can put that on for you.
Mm-hmm.
And if you don't want it, you're going to put the old one back on yourself.
Oh.
Hmm.
There you go.
And
we're here to serve you, whatever you...
Well, what are you going to charge me for this obviously female eyeglasses piece? She's like, well, I wasn't going to charge you, but if you don't want it, I'm not putting your old one back on. So I'm kind of left right there, you know?
Mm-hmm.
So I was like, all right, go ahead. You know, and I went to a different place and got my eyes checked and got contacts thinking, I'll wear them. I've worn them a few times. And I don't have problems with them. I'm just lazy. It takes effort.
To put in your contacts
and take them out. You got to carry drops with you everywhere.
Oh, yeah.
You got to carry a lens case. You got to carry solution. You know?
Right. And it's not convenient for everywhere you're at.
No. And I, most of the time, I'm at home or I'm at work. Mostly work.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't care what people's opinions of my, you know, eyewear really are.
That doesn't bother you.
No. You know, there's crazy people wandering around right next to me at work.
Right. Really.
And they don't care. Why should I care?
Right, right.
Who cares?
Yeah, we'll just let it all fly.
So, that was a big thing to happen, I guess.
Wow. Yeah. And you don't really want to carry a man purse, you know.
Yeah, I shy away from that. They're handy on occasion.
Yeah.
I wish the fanny pack would be socially tolerable again.
You know, that's the thing. I was a big fan of the fanny pack.
I imagine you were.
I mean, you know,
with your matching London Fog jogging suit.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
Fluorescent pink, yellow, and then forest green.
Glow in the dark.
Glow in the dark.
Yes.
Yep, fanny packs were a thing, man. I remember that. They're handy for, like, amusement parks, ball games, zoos.
Oh, yeah.
They're not cool for Walmart and grocery stores.
No.
And bars. And
well, there's, I guess, still amusement park. Let's say amusement parks don't count.
What?
Because when you go to an amusement park, it's like everything flies. It does. No one cares.
Yeah.
You ever notice that, really?
Yeah.
Like especially like if you get away from home. Well, if I get away from home, this is going to shock you, but I don't care what people think of me, especially.
It's a good thing I'm sitting down for that realization.
I'm hundreds of miles away from home. Oh, this stranger, he's going to freak out on me because I have a glow-in-the-dark, you know, fanny pack or something.
Yeah.
And no one even.
And most of the time, people are just like, meh, and then, you know, that's it. Mm. You're never going to see him again.
Right.
The best part, like, if you have body image issues, and you just, you know, maybe you're embarrassed that you're fat. Like, you know, I'm fat and I don't care. But some people care.
Right.
You know, the best place for you to go is a water park. You know why? Because there's always a bigger fish,
John. Oh, yeah, there is.
And they don't care.
They don't care, right.
They don't care. Man, they be walking around, jiggling everywhere. And I don't just mean jiggling. I mean, like,
well, there's jiggling.
Waves.
Right. And I was going to say, there's, you know, jiggling, and then there's just like, wow, you know.
Yeah. You know, and I don't care. I don't judge people, you know.
Yeah, let it fly, whatever.
Whatever.
Yeah.
If you're comfortable being you, then there's no better way to be.
That's right.
But if you're not comfortable being you, go to a water park.
That's right.
And you'll feel instantly better.
I mean, if you're at a water park, you got your Speedos on and a fanny pack around it, if you're comfortable, man.
Then you're John Hosier.
See you there.
Oh, absolutely.
also find us on Facebook, facebook.com/podcast.